President-elect Donald Trump tweeted early today that he is not trying to get top-level security clearance for his children. Rumors that he is have prompted concern in recent days because anti-nepotism laws prevent presidents from appointing family members to formal government jobs. And during his campaign, Trump had said he would put his holdings, his casinos, his hotels under his children's control. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He joins us from New York. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy.
And there are some pretty big concerns here about conflict of interest.
Yeah, and they would occur in any case with anybody who has a business. Typically, people who go into public office or hold the presidency, they do invest. They're entitled to make money on stuff, but they hold broadly held things like stocks or bonds where their influence wouldn't necessarily directly involve the specific holdings that they have. In the case of Donald Trump's interests, his interests are very specific. A lot of them are subject to regulation or, you know, decisions that he could have an influence over as president. And that's why there are concerns. And by the way, it's not just his hotels. It's, you know, he's got 500 companies all around the world.
Well, give us an example of a conflict that could possibly come up.
Well, you know, he really made a big thing about his new hotel in D.C.
On
Pennsylvania Avenue on the old post office building. That is land owned by the government, leased to Donald Trump's company to run a hotel. So the negotiations for that land take place with the government. The security around that hotel will be handled by the government. If there are union problems, they may involve the National Labor Relations Board. In fact, the National Labor Relations Board just ruled against Donald Trump in one of his Las Vegas properties. So it's sort of tough being on two sides of the deal. And even if it's just his kids, the fact is, it's not somebody removed enough from him to suggest that he doesn't have influence over it or won't have knowledge of decisions being made.
Well, people have talked about a blind trust, which, yep, by the way, is defined by federal law as one in which a federal official selects an independent trustee with no familial ties who sells the official's known assets and, yep, purchases investments unknown to the official. That's what makes it blind. Any,
yes,
chance of that?
He hasn't indicated that there's any chance of that. It's also a little bit more problematic, even though that's the strictest definition of a blind trust. Even that is problematic in Donald Trump's instance because he has things that are licensed that aren't his, but that his name is on. And those are contracts that go on for a long time. So he has his name on buildings, on products and things like that, where even selling it would still cause the Trump name to be associated. So it's yet one step more complicated than the already strict guidelines that the federal government recommends.
Does he legally have to do anything as president of the United States?
Well, it's unclear that he has to do anything just because he's president of the United States. Where this becomes an issue is the very first time something happens that involves a business interest of his, whether it's a negotiation at a hotel or a federal ruling on one of his hotels. So this is why it becomes messy, because you don't want to be dealing with it in the moment where somebody gets a court order to say, not only am I suing Donald Trump, but Donald Trump's now the president of the United States, so now I'm up against that, and it could get very complicated. So it would be better that they all figure it out now.
That's Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Jeremy.